Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 142. Maskil David biyoto b'mara tfila. A maskil of David, when he was in the cave, it is a prayer. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai etchanen, eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzareti lefanav agid. I cry to the Lord with my voice. Actually, with my voice, I cry to the Lord. With my voice, I make supplication to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare my trouble before him. B'tatef alai ruchi v'ata yadata netivati. B'orach zu ahalech, tamnu pachli. When my spirit is faint inside me, you know my path. The path where I walk, they have secretly laid a snare for me. Hebit yamin ure'e v'ein li makir avad manos v'meni ein doresh lanafshi. I look on my right hand. Behold, there's no man who knows me. No refuge remains to me. No man cares for my soul. Sforno, in his introductory words of the psalm, wonders about the placement of this psalm and the preceding one at the end of the fifth book of Tehillim. He considers the fifth book of Psalms as the messianic book, focusing on the myth of the final redemption. If so, he says, these two psalms were placed here, psalms which focus on history, on running away from King Saul, and represent a long exile. They were placed here to show that just as David's long exile, there was finally an ultimate redemption, so too in our final book. In addition, just as David turns from fugitive to minister and king, so too will Israel, from lowly scattered nation to leaders and ministers in the world political landscape. Indeed, the psalm sounds very much like a book one psalm, with David contextualizing it with the title and expressing his fears, desperately calling out to God. The Midrash describes the essential message of the psalm in encapsulating the entire psalm in one theme. David, when in trouble, only has one address to share his fears and concerns, God. Midrash writes, when righteous are in trouble, they only turn to God. This we see from David, who, when stuck in the cave, he knew that a person in trouble doesn't rely on his money, his wisdom, or his strength, but rather on prayer to God. For this reason, the psalm is a maskil to learn and internalize the message of prayer. Rav Samet notes that the first part of the psalm is in Nistar, talking about God, and then after verse 3, it changes to Nochach, directly calling out to God. The Nistar allows him to focus first on his pain, but also on his decision to call on God. We see this in the way the first five expressions in the psalm are a call to God, but in a specific way. My voice, my speech, my woes, my lowly spirit. All of them focus inwards and might lead us towards a more negative impression of the psalmist as a somewhat narcissistic one. But because each second half of the psalm of the verse returns to God, we see a man who is in pain and knows that there's only one address to his pain. My call, God. My lowly spirit, God. Verse 4, however, breaks up the pattern with a complicated expression which ends up not with God, but with his enemies. This breaks the calm pattern of him to God and introduces the wicked who seem to creep into his prayer. Bit atef alai ruchi v'ata yadata nitivati b'orach zu ahalech tamnu pachli. He starts a story. When my spirit was falling inside me, but then he stops the spiral with God and said, V'yata yadata, you know, my path. Now at this point, his point is that God has stopped him from ending up straying from the path, defeating himself and wallowing in self-pity. He then enhances the sentiments by saying that this path, which God knows, he will walk with confidence, with assertiveness, Be'orach zu aleich, in this way I will go. And yet, just as quickly, the verse chooses a different path as it concludes with the enemy setting a trap for him, tamnu pachli. The poetic style conveys the distraught nature of the author, with competing values vying for his attention. What started as a pattern of me to God is disrupted and ends up with me and my woes. This fall continues in verse 5. Habet yamin ur ei, ve'en li makir avod manos nafshi, mimeni en dorish lanafshi. I look to my right, there's no man who knows me. No refuge. No one cares for my soul. Commentators debate how to read this verse. Some suggest he is turning to God and asking him to look right and left to see his bereft position. I choose to follow Mitzudat David, who says here, the psalmist has slipped from standing before God and now searches for someone, anyone, to support him. But nobody is found. Ein doresh lenafshi. None seek my soul. The psalmist, lost in thought of his enemies, forgets about God for a split second and immediately begins to fall away from God's presence, sinking into an abyss of forsakenness and depression. The psalm could take a very dark turn at this moment, and yet, Za'akti elecha Adonai, amarti ata machsi chelki be'eretz hachayim. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Hakshiv el rinati ki daloti mod, hatzileni mirodfai ki amtsumi meni. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Save me from my persecutors, for they are too strong. Hotziyami masger nafshi lo'odot et shemecha, bi'achtiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. He finds his way back. He turns directly back to God. Za'akti elecha Hashem. He found the inner strength, the compass, which brought him back to the original pattern of the psalm. I call out in pain, but to you, God. The last three verses do not record a divine response, but that's irrelevant to the message he's attempting to impart. It's not necessarily about God's response, but about our call. It begins with Za'akti, I cried. Amarti, I said. And then stronger, Hakshiva, pay attention. And then rises another level with Hatzileni Mirodfai, save me from those chasing me. And in the final verse, it reaches the climax of desperation and fealty to God. Hotziyami Maskir Nafshi, release my soul from its prison. Why? Laudod L'shmecha, to praise your name. The poetic way in which the psalmist calls out to God and the intricate steps which lead him closer or further away to God in his trial is the theme of this psalm. Our religious lives are a series of prayers of calling out to God in desperation and then slipping and almost forsaking that call due to stress, suffering, losing focus, and losing ourselves in that pain. But then we find a way back. We return to God by calling out once again, recognizing that God alone answers the call and helps us navigate our way out of the mire. The last words of the psalm reflect the dangerous but ultimately rewarding way in which the psalmist found his center, his way home, Laudot L'shmecha, to acknowledge your name. That brings him back to himself and to his righteous compatriots who recognize that he is worthy of their friendship. Together they will walk in God's path and receive his bounty despite the hardships they may endure along the way.